path to a better life begins with a simple step. Empower Radio presents Simple Steps, Real Change with Cheryl Maloney. Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Here's your host, Cheryl Maloney.
Believe that things happen for a reason. And do you believe that there are reasons things happen that are beyond what your senses tell you? Those, you know, taste it, feel it, touch it, smell it type of things. Do you believe there is more beyond what your physical senses can show? Do you have any idea why you're really here in this world and what you've come to see and accomplish? Well, I'm happy today to have one of my dearest friends and energetic soul sisters with me, Terry Williams from Soulful Living, who's got a show here on Empower Radio, and she's the author of the new book, Shamanic Journey Practice, and it's a 30-day guided practice to the shamanic journey. But most of all, Terry and I are here together because we're supposed to be, and there's a reason for this show. And for those of you that are listening, we've just had a very exciting last few minutes about getting this show up and on the air, and I think the show is even going to be more exciting because of all of our, I don't know, outside influences going on. Terry, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, Cheryl. I have chills from head to toe. One of my favorite teachers, her name's Lori Lipton. She always says, "Oh, I have chills," and that, you know, that's her confirmation that whatever she's saying or feeling or sensing is a divine of a divine nature. And I totally get that what's been going on for the last 15 minutes is a divine connection.
It to me just says, you know what, you went down a path and you need to take just a little turn here. So I'm going to give you this breathing break so you can then go somewhere different. Well, let's talk a little bit because, Terry, you know, I just adore you and I love the fact that you like to take us on journeys. So tell the audience who may not be familiar, what's a shamanic journey?
Well, for me, as a practicing shaman, and a shaman is a person who interacts with both the physical and the spiritual realms, right? Ordinary, non-ordinary reality. They've been around since the dawn of time. Many cultures think of the shamanic teachings as the basis for all religion. You know, so shamans navigate between these visible and invisible worlds for healing and messages and tracking and soul work and always working for the highest good, restoring harmony to others, to the planet, to animals. It's really about coming back into that earth balance. And for me, the shamanic journey is like an interactive and visual form of meditation. It's an opportunity to have an inner connection or consultation with your soul, your higher self, or with helping spirits and guides, and is usually, honestly, there's nothing usual. There's nothing normal about the shamanic process, right? Nothing, you know?
It's all individualized for everyone's different, right?
Yes, it definitely is. You know, it's considered that path of direct revelation, which to me means it's an individual insight, right? Once you learn these techniques and allow them to present opportunities for more and more connection in your life, then you can realize how to have that direct influence, that connection with your own helping spirits and soul self, and really transform your own life. And so when I encourage people to journey, I encourage them to set an intention and to, you know, clear their space, make sure that it's quiet and they're not going to be interrupted, and allow really just allow what comes. You know, there's a whole sacred experience to it of connecting with creation and your soul self. It's really cool once you get moving on it.
Well, and the movement part is what to me is just really fascinating, because I want to make sure that we separate out here, because so much is talked about learn to meditate and learn to find your soul or your soul spirit or whatever the case may be. But this is actually a journey. So you're exploring, not just getting quiet. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, thank you. And I'll give you an example as well as I explain the process a little bit. But, you know, I teach mindfulness trainings as well. I teach that quiet meditation where maybe you have your fingers in a mudra and you are encouraged to silence your mind. Okay. Let me just say that it is very difficult to silence your mind, right? For most people, turning your mind off takes diligence and practice.
And it's hard work.
For many, it can be fearful and it can be hard work, for sure. For sure, hard work. So with the shamanic journey, it's completely opposite. I tell people, don't turn off your mind. Allow what seems like your imagination. And if it is your imagination and you're inspired by it, hallelujah, that's amazing, right? But allow yourself the space to be present with what appears in your mind and allow yourself to go on a journey by setting this intention of whatever it is. You know, let's say you're going into this journey, this meditation to connect with your higher self, right? So maybe you'll go through the process of setting your intention and clearing your space and allow your imagination to show you what your higher self looks like or sounds like or feels like. It can be one of those. It can be all of those. It can be none of those. Whatever it is that feels correct as your higher self, this is about you. This is your path, your sense of direct revelation, of insight, of connectivity. So it's whatever feels right to you is how you're going to move through that journey and be open to what you witness, what you see, what you feel, what you sense, and maybe nothingness.
As you talk about higher self, because I think that there can be a misunderstanding about what that truly is. And I look at it and say, this is the part of me who isn't manifested here in physical body. This is the spirituality of me. This may be the part that is still located in the non-physical world. It is all me. We're just split between real life on earth and the other part of me, so that we're never really disconnected, but we forget how to communicate with the other parts of us. Does that make sense? I don't know if I'm making sense in that.
100%. You know, we have a mind and we have society and we have, oh my God, we have the internet and Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn, and we have all of these things that distract us from the essence of who we are. And the essence of who we really are is that energy, that, you know, benevolent sense of energy, of light, of love, that is who we came into being as when we were born, in conception mode. You know, I mean, really, that's the essence of who we are. And then we get so distracted from the moment we come out of the womb. We're distracted by society, and then this ego builds in, and we get disconnected from that that higher self, that soul, the essence of who we truly are. And shamanic work gives us a tool for coming back to that place of who we really are. And, you know, people think it's new agey. Well, there's nothing new agey about it. This has been around for 60,000 years. You know, we just got distracted by different religions and philosophies and teachings and
World events,
LinkedIn and Twitter and Facebook.
The whole distraction piece of this, because we are living this life, and I truly believe that as our world exists, our physical world exists now, we get to experience these fabulous things that prior generations, prior lifetimes never had. But because there is so much happening so quickly in our environment that we've disconnected. So taking a shamanic journey and making the conscious decision, setting your intent to connect back to that part of you that is a greater soul, that is a greater self, actually brings us peace in this world that is so crazy.
Absolutely. And, you know, I start the book with an intention and a journey of finding what looks like your power spot, you know, and shamans travel between worlds. I said earlier in the conversation, and they travel between the upper realm and the lower realm primarily. And when I talk about the lower realm, I'm not talking about what religious cultures think of as hell, right? To me, the lower realm is a place of earthiness and nature and maybe fairies, if you believe in fairy magic, right? But it's a place of nature. And in the upper realm, I think of it as ascended masters and, you know, wisdom keepers and people that have maybe passed on before us who have this amazing knowledge, you know, saints. So it presents an opportunity to connect in with these. And most importantly, I start the whole 30-day guided meditations or shamanic journey meditations with finding your own power spot, finding your place in the upper realm that is your spot. You know, maybe it looks like nature. Maybe it looks like the golden arches. I don't know. Whatever it looks like for you, right? And then also that place in the lower realm, you know, where you feel comfortable in nature. You know, maybe it's someplace in Ireland that you feel deeply connected to. Whatever that looks like, but it's a power spot for you that, and this is how I use it in my real life, because if I have those moments of disconnect and chaos, because I'm human like everybody else, it happens to me sometimes more often than I want it to, right? But I close my eyes and I allow myself in that moment to visit that space and to connect with, even if I just connect with the vision of what that place looks like to me, setting the intention to connect deeply, instantaneously I can feel a sense of inner calm and peace wash over me. Instead of reaching for my phone and going on Facebook and trying to find somebody else to bring me back to that reality. Does that make sense?
You know, it does. And as you talk about a power spot, because I see this a couple different ways, so I just need your perspective here. You can go out into nature, and I think this is one of the things that you mentioned when we were recording before, was to find a place out in nature that became that place where you ground yourself, that power spot. But as I'm listening to you now, it can also be a place that you go in your mind. Is it always connected to the physical space that you've created for yourself?
Yes and no. I mean, right?
Yes. I love that answer. Yes and no. It depends on you.
It really does, because again, the shamanic, the depth of the shamanic teachings are so experiential. Let me start that again. The shamanic teachings are all about your path of direct revelation and your personal experience. So it's an opportunity to allow your imagination to create for you what sounds and looks and feels like a place of inner peace and power. You know, we talked in our last conversation that was lost to the ethers. I shared an experience about a woman I helped on New Year's Day. And the bottom line of that experience was I walked this person through finding her own power spot. And sometimes when you can't get out in nature or you can't get, maybe it's a bowling alley that makes you feel powerful. You know, I don't know, but whatever that is for you that makes you feel connected to creation, to source, to something more than what you're experiencing right now, that's what you're going to connect with. And you can visualize that, or you can draw a circle on the ground and tell yourself that that's your power spot. And every time you take a step, you're stepping in that circle. It's really amazing how your life can change when you finally allow yourself to realize that it's really not any place outside of yourself, that it's always with you. Does that make sense?
It absolutely makes sense. And I think about this, especially in my own life, because there are certain places where I know if I am in that place or in that space, I find the calm, I find the peace, I find the connection. I would have never called it a power spot. So I like now that I have an image, that place that I go to that gives me that or makes me feel that way. I'm calling it my power spot because you know what? That's more empowerment to me. Woohoo, Empower Radio.
Right.
It truly is. And you know, we were talking about something else as you talk about these higher and lower realms. And I love this because I see the higher realm as being the old souls, you know, and some mm-hmm. of us are old souls, but you make the connection. You help people make the connection between those higher powers that can help them if they're still not at that stage themselves and working and evolving in their own existence. And that to me is really exciting because we think that we're sitting here on earth and we're alone or okay, maybe we have a family, but that connection is powerful. It just makes me stop and hold my breath because I realize how much more is beyond who we are right here.
Well, and, you know, you and I have both had experiences of the beyond reaching out to us,
yes.
Right? We've both had that experience. So I always ask my clients and my students, you have felt the beyond reaching out to you. What makes you think you cannot reach out to the beyond?
Oh, is that awesome?
Right?
It truly is. And we don't think about that. We don't think we can make the connection. We sit here and wait for the connection to be made with us.
Absolutely.
Oh.
And in empowering ourselves. When we realize, you know, the opposite, for lack of a better word right now, but when we realize that we're all connected and we can reach out to them just as easily as they reach out to us, we just have to remember that.
And set our intention to
yes.
do that. Because intention is such a big part of what you teach. And it makes all the difference between finding what you're looking for because you set that attention or just, you know, taking whatever crosses your path, which really doesn't work very often.
Absolutely. You know, I believe energy follows intention, right? What you focus on multiplies. So as you set your intentions, setting them on a regular basis, that energy is going to follow that path. It's kind of like, you know, again, what we focus on multiplies, right? You know that when you are allowing yourself to focus on on being in that place of suffering continuously, and you don't do something to pull yourself out, that's what's going to continue to show up for you, right? So once you take that simple step, right, that simple step, I'm always love plugging it, right? But once you take that simple step in a different direction and you allow yourself to move energetically, to set that intention of releasing that suffering, a shift happens. And maybe it's a subtle shift. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's a huge shift for you. Of course, it's different for everybody, right? But once you begin allowing yourself to set the intentions on a regular basis, then you're going to get more clarity. Just as you would like, okay, so when you want to go to the grocery store, right? You're going to go get fruit. You know, I'm going to the grocery store and I'm going to get fruit. You get your keys, you jump in the car, you go. You don't even think about it. It's become a normal part of your life. And as you begin to practice that intention setting or journeying, you're going to find that you have more insight and healing, and that connection deepens beyond measure.
As you talk about this, just your pure words show the simplicity of all of it. Because it's not about having some major plan or some major program, or, you know, I'm a big fan of 12 steps, but when you're in that place of misery, you have to be able to take one, because you're not getting to 12 very quickly. Mm-hmm. It's hard. The more complex things are, the harder it is. But what you're talking about is simple. I'm going to set my intention today to see the good in the people that I encounter. I'm going to set my intention today to see the signs that my world is filled with love. It can be that simple. And I would think, and tell me if this is right, if we set our intentions before we go to sleep at night to find our peace or to make a connection, we're also saying to the world, to our soul, to the universe, as the case may be, I need to connect with you at a quiet time.
Absolutely. And you'll be surprised what might come into your dream world, right? I mean, don't be surprised if you have some pretty amazing dreams or not. You know, it really depends on what it is. And I always tell people to connect with an image of what love looks like to you. You know, we talked about this briefly before, but what does love look like to you? What it represents, love? What is a symbolic gesture of love? Is it a rose? Is it a flower? Is it a candle? Something, so that as those moments are appearing, there's a connection for you that says, oh yeah, there's a rose, you know, oh yeah, there's, and it helps you to come back to that place of focusing on love, if that's what it is that you want to show up in your life.
The intention and the focus, because you've said repeatedly, and I absolutely believe this too, what you focus on is what you see more of. And when you're in that place of misery and all you keep seeing is misery, when you shift that focus to what you want to see, whether it be love or kindness or the flowers blooming or the cat purring, you're going to see more of that, because that's what you're choosing to see. We can see the bad in everyone, but we can see the fabulous in everyone and everything too.
Well, and one of the simplest examples of that is, have you ever looked at a car, right, that you've never seen? So there was a car called an Aura, and I had never seen it before, but man, I really wanted an Aura. And all of a sudden, everywhere I turned, there was an Aura. same thing with the Dodge Avenger. You know, I wanted a Dodge Avenger. Nobody had a Dodge Avenger. I never even heard of a Dodge Avenger. Next thing I know, everywhere I turned, there was a Dodge Avenger, right? I mean, that's really the simplest example I can give of how things show up. You know, all of a sudden something comes into your mind. You never saw it before. You never heard of it before. And then for the next week and a half, that's all you see. That's all you hear. You know?
And then the question is, after you saw all those Dodge Avengers, did you want one or did you only want it because it was unique?
I only wanted it because it was unique. I took a test. I took a test drive and I did not like it at all.
There you go.
I stick with my Subaru. It fits me, the husband, and the dogs perfectly.
Okay, there you go. Well, Terry, we have come to the end of this show, and I so appreciate the time and the energy that you've helped us to show how we can take this shamanic journey and connect with our intentions to what we want to see in our life and the world and our spiritual. So before we go, what thought do you want to leave our audience with that will inspire them for the next week?
That just as they connect with you from beyond, you can reach out to them. Whatever that looks like. Everything begins with you.
Thank you. Well, thank you for being here with me today. And for everyone listening, may your week be reaching out to what you want to touch and what you want to experience. And join Terry on Empower Radio on Soulful Living. And of course, you have got to go and check out her book. It's on her website. And take your own shamanic journey. Thanks so much, everyone. Have a great week, and we'll see you again next week.